0206 0306
in Ballymun and Beijing.
Radio WXTC.net
in Coolock and Cairo.
Radio WXTC.net
in Artane and Amsterdam.
Radio WXTC.net.
Hi, it's Radio WXTC.net. It's recording Sunday night, 11:10, and we're in for a night of podcasting because we've got a client podcast to do directly after this, and the emails are flooding in tonight. What was that? Something just in from Michaela, commenting on... Okay, I'll be back to that in a minute. I'll go and read my email in my own time and I'll podcast on your time because your batteries are running low on that old iPod and you need me to get through this as quickly as possible. And quickly, I shall get through it this evening because I plan to have a very short podcast because I was planning the show notes for a general, normal-sized podcast and I decided... I'm going to cut it short and do another one in a couple of days' time. Special reason coming up in a second. But first, I really want to do this. Hang on a second. Not that. I want to do this. Yes, we are humming tonight. We are humming. The fan on the PC is just making extra noise. And the chair is... The chair feels like my back, actually. Creaky. Why are we shortening the podcast? Because it's nearly the 27th of March and it is 2 days to the anniversary of the podcast. Now, to everyone else, I've been doing a podcast a year. To me, somewhere deep inside, and personally, I've been doing it since 99, but they didn't call it podcasting and I didn't do it very often, but it's a year on the go. March 29th, when episode one of this new wave of podcasts started. So what I'll do is I'll do something special for that. And what we're looking for people to do is give us a shout out and say hello. And how do you do that? Well, we're going to use a new thing called comment casting. And you can do that by ringing in Ireland 076-6020-927. 076-6020-927 and extension 108 for this podcast, and it'll prompt you to leave your message. If you leave about 1 minute message, and that should be enough, and we will put it into the podcast. In fact, we won't even have to put it into the podcast because as soon as you do it, it will go into the stream and we'll work all the technologies out. And how does that all work? Stay tuned because we've got an interview with the guy who invented comment casting coming up in a few moments. Also on tonight's programme, it's anniversary season because the Irish Emigrant, which we do a podcast for, is coming up to its 1000th episode, which is kind of exciting. They've been doing it for over 17 years from Galway, where they bring you the news each week. Wherever you are in the world, you can get a little piece of Ireland in your inbox on a Monday. And it gives you a rundown of what's been happening in all aspects of Irish life. Professional, sport, business, news, weather, lotto. You name it, it's in there. And last October we started podcasting with the Irish Emigrant. And as I say, tomorrow, Monday, is their 999th episode. And on April 3rd, it will be their 1000th, so we'll have a little promo about that. So what we'll do is we'll go straight into that interview about comment casting.
076-6020-927, extension 108. Leave a comment. Don't be shy.
WXTC.net, welcome back. Now we're going to talk about something brand new in podcasting, and it's comment casting, and on the line is Robin Blandford. He has created something called comment casting. Hi, Robin.
Brian, hi. Hello.
What's it all about? Describe comment casting to the uninitiated.
Well, Brian, comment casting, the idea behind it is to allow users to take an active part in podcasts. So where a normal broadcast show would be streaming live and users can ring into the show. With podcasting, you're unable to do that because the show's already happened in the past. So what I'm trying to do with comment casting is allow users to phone in like they're phoning into a radio station, and their comments will be recorded automatically and added to the show feed. So a listener will receive both the shows and the comments on the shows from the users.
So there isn't a huge cost associated to the caller, and they don't have to make an MP3 and email it somewhere. It's just they pick up the standard mobile phone or house phone, and they're maybe driving down the road and they hear something and they say, I don't agree with that, or I think that's a lovely idea, I'm going to ring that podcast.
Mm-hmm. And exactly. And one of the reasonings behind the simplicity of this is that a lot of people listen to podcasts when they're doing something like in the car, on the bus, when they're travelling. A lot of people use them, you know, commuting to work. And it needs to be something very, very simple that can be done en route. That's the idea behind it. So it is just you know, call a number that you might have in your phone book already even, and start recording.
You invited me in to demo this, and I've given it a whack, and we will probably play a comment that's gone in on a podcast in a moment. But one of the things I noticed was that while it can be excellent new content to a podcast to have, you know, 5 or 10 or 15 calls that come in between episodes to become part of the stream, part of the feed that goes out with the podcast, it could also be something that the podcaster themselves, the host of the show, could leave a comment on their own podcast and maybe tell people what's coming up in next week's episode.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of applications for it. The technology that's been developed there is really, in its most simple form, is turning voicemail into a public RSS feed. And any application you can put to that could be done with it. I've specifically chosen to make comments back from listeners. But an example might be, as you say, is the show owner out in the road wanting to update. They may be, you know, the equivalent of live moblogging textually from mobile phones might become mo podcasting. I don't know, you know, where people ring in with updates on events, and it was one of the possible uses of it as well was to allow people at soccer matches, horse races and such, to be able to record short snippets back to a website that everyone could hear from live from the event. I mean, that was another possible use of it.
So just to give maybe the listeners a feel for this, you pick up the phone, you dial an Ireland-wide low-call number, 076-602-0927. Each podcast that is part of this system has a three-digit number associated with that podcast, so that I'll say extension 108, and people would thump that in and be asked to leave their message after the beep.
Yep, correct.
Okay,
and at that point, they record their message and press the hash key to save it. And from there on, it's all automated. It gets encoded into MP3 and left in a moderation area for the show host, like yourself. You'll get an email to tell you someone's left a comment. And then you can go in and check the comment, preview it first, both for entertainment value, content quality, because you are going to be adding this to your feed. You want to make sure that it is worthy of it. Once you hit publish, it gets added into the RSS feed then.
Okay.
Point.
We'll go into all the feeds and how all that works in a moment. Let's just play maybe the first comment I left on my demo comment cast.
How you doing? This is Brian Green testing the comment casting system, number 108 for Radio WXTC.net.
So there's a sample of a comment cast gone in, and then people can hear that in their feed and comment on the comments, and the consciousness could stream on from there. So I've got an RSS feed currently for my existing podcast. What happens when I want to add on comment casting?
Okay, so at the moment, as you'd mentioned, we're in the testing phase. So at the moment, you can only be invited to use it. Once you get your invite, it's a simple case of giving it your the address of your original feed that you're using. And you'll still keep using that feed. That's where it's going to take its information from to produce your comment cast. It's automated to take in all your details, and it's a 10-second setup. You'll receive the address of the of a secondary feed that you can use then, which includes all your comments and your shows.
Let me just say, it actually is a 10-second setup. It is that simple. I've tried it, and it's kind of step one, step two, there is no step three.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What technology is driving this?
Okay, well, I should start back from the very start here, in that this was actually developed as part of my degree in digital media engineering, Dublin City University, and for that I had to, the project title given to me was to design and develop an innovative service integrating open source PBX, which Asterix was used, and the internet. So it was completely open to me to choose a service to do this on. Using Asterix is it's open source. It's the equivalent of a private branch exchange, which you know every office would have. But instead of paying for it, you just install it on any Linux server, and there is hardware to connect it to landlines, or you can use it simply over voice over IP, which is what Common Casting runs on.
So if you have a SIP inter-exchange anywhere in the world, you can plug into your Common Casting system?
That's right. So if a local provider anywhere in the world can provide you with a phone number, it can be forwarded through to the Common Casting SIP server, yeah.
Of all the technologies in the mix, what was the most challenging part to make this all come about?
Well, the most challenging part was getting everything to talk to each other. There's about six or seven different technologies and languages crossing it, because we're going from a phone server to a web server, and then going out in RSS. Combining all those was probably the biggest challenge, but to be honest, every bit is really tiny, so nothing's too advanced. There's just lots of little parts all joined up together.
So the glue was more time-consuming than all the constituent parts put together?
Yeah, just trying to get everything working right. Some of the issues that came up against was Asterix, the phone server, is calling a script on the internet to store and save these files and produce the feed, and it doesn't like to wait for responses, because the caller's on the phone line. They can hang up at any stage and can drop out on you. So, I mean, that was one of the more challenging parts, right?
Right. So where do you see this all going? What are the immediate applications, and maybe down the line, what business applications could there be for Common Casting?
Common Casting could go anywhere, in that the current idea of having the comments on podcasts, as I was saying, could be expanded into anything using an RSS output. So what I'm looking at present, as I've been saying, we're at the testing phase. I'm going to see how it plays out over the next couple of weeks and how it performs, and hopefully then be able to open it up more publicly for podcasters to have accounts with and really play around with.
So this part of the beta wouldn't be necessarily stress testing the system?
No. At the moment I'm looking for functionality, trying to build on new features, trying to get it so it's what podcasters really do want.
Well, so far, from what I see, it's very usable within a podcasting setup. And so maybe to just finish, if we were to encourage people to take part in this beta program, would they you'd be looking for callers to call in and check out some of the podcasts? Where would they visit and how would they take part?
Yeah, sure. Well, they could leave a comment on mine. If they go to www.bytesurgery.com, that's my blog there. There's information on that, and the best thing for them to do at this stage is to send me an email or Skype me directly. And anyone who's interested in testing it, I can certainly provide an invite for, and they can have a go.
Right. If you are interested, just check out the blogosphere. It is being blogged about by those involved in the beta test, and you can call in on any of the podcasts
they're given. Listen, Robin, thanks for calling in, and I just have to say, a wonderful piece of ingenuity, and probably the best thing to come out of Howth since Grown Your Whale.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Thanks for that.
Brian Green from the Irish Emigrant Podcast here, wishing Liam and all the team at the Irish Emigrant Publications congratulations on reaching episode 1000 of the Irish Emigrant. For the last 17 years, the Irish Emigrant has been brought to you digitally by email. Now, since October 2005, you can hear the podcast also. For full details, visit www.emigrant.ie. Once again, to the team in Galway who've brought you Irish news for 17 years, congrats on reaching episode 1000. And as promised, there you go, that's the promo for The Irish Emigrant, which we are running around the podosphere at the moment, so if you want to get yourself a copy of that, search it on Delicious or email me directly. It's radio@wxtc.net. At just over 16 minutes, we're going to sign off here and prepare for 2 days' time when we have the anniversary show of this said podcast. Comments welcome through comment casting, and you can dial 076-6020-927 extension 108. And if you haven't got the details by now, jog wheel, just go back. Okay. So until then, thanks for listening. Do stay tuned. Do stay subscribed. Talk to you all soon. Bye bye.